Blog Talk Radio.
And now, Practical Spirituality with Now Age Wellness. Each week, this show offers pragmatic and purposeful tools for healing, personal growth, empowerment, and connection in your now. Demystify the mystical with your host, Dee, as she brings you practical spirituality.
Hello, and welcome to Practical Spirituality. I am your host, Dee. We're tuning in a little bit late here due to some technical difficulties, and I will apologize to the caller who was waiting for me. If you can call back, we'll go ahead and take your call. But due to the difficulties, we've got about 13 minutes left on the show, according to Blog Talk Radio. So that call in number is 619-924-9710. I'm going to remind you guys you can check out more information about me and upcoming classes at www.nowagewellness.com. As always, you can send your questions to info@nowagewellness.com as well. This show is dedicated to one of my clients who came in specifically asking how it is that she could possibly stay grounded when she's so busy. This is a super important idea and falls right into practical living, right? It's something we all need. So first and foremost, let's talk about what it means to be grounded. Yeah. So when we're grounded, we feel fully present in every moment that we're in. So in your right now, right? This is Now Age Wellness. We're talking about your now. It's really being fully present with what's going on in this moment. Yeah. When we are grounded, things flow easier. We have a sense of what's happening around us. We have a sense of what's happening within us, and we're empowered to make choices from a place that truly serves us. Whereas when we're not feeling grounded, we really feel a little bit disconnected. You may feel a little spacey. You may find yourself doing really silly things, like walking through your house that you've been in thousands of times and suddenly not quite clearing the doorway, right? Hitting the side of your head on a doorway or hitting your head on the cabinets. Or you may find that you have left your phone somewhere. Not so long ago, on one of my ungrounded days, I found myself going to drop off a flyer to one of my referral partners and then taking the flyer back with me, right? So I drove all the way over there to hand them this piece of paper, and I did. I handed it to them, and then I took it back, right? So when we're not grounded, you may find yourself having to do the same thing two or three times to truly get the result that you're looking for. So now that we understand really what it is to be grounded and the importance of it, let's give you guys a couple really easy practical techniques that you can use to help you stay grounded when you're super busy. Because here's the thing, one of the first ways, methods that people will present us with when we say, oh, I want to be more grounded is, oh, you should meditate. Right? And so many people have the association that in order to meditate, you have to be able to sit and quiet your mind for at least 30 minutes and probably an hour. And then the idea comes up that when you sit and think about just the idea of meditating, you think, oh, I don't have time for that. Yeah. And so already, your thing that you're doing to ground you is ungrounding you. So, here's a couple things that are really quick, really effective, and will get you through until those moments where you can take a half an hour to meditate, however that works for you. And I gotta tell you guys, the quiet your mind sort of meditation never worked for me. If it is working for you, more power to you, hooray, go ahead and do your thing. But if you are someone who has a hard time with that, and most busy people really do, because their mind is constantly running, right? We're often in what's next, as in we're in the future as opposed to the present moment. And so for me, in order to get grounded, I had to rely on active meditations. And there's a couple different ways that you can go about this. Hands down, my favorite, any of you guys who've been following me on Facebook for a long time, you know I post the 5-minute dance party once in a while. And it's not just because it's fun, even though it is really fun and it makes me smile and hopefully makes all of you smile, but also because dance is one of the fastest and easiest ways to open up your root chakra. And that is where we connect our, energetically speaking, when we get down to energetic anatomy, that is where we connect to the earth. And connecting to the earth, earth energy is the single most grounding energy in our human life, right? So just by taking that 5 minutes, turning on a song you love, or clicking on my Facebook page on one of those posts and dancing along with it, we're opening up that root chakra, that pump through our, that runs our energetic system, and we're connecting it down to the earth. Yeah. It happens automatically, so you can just do it. You can just have fun and enjoy it. And guys, I will tell you, I spend more time driving now than I used to, than when I lived in New York City. And I do this in my car, and it works just as well. So I'll turn on the music and dance while I'm driving. Yes, please be very careful. Be mindful of the laws. But if you find yourself sitting at red lights and your favorite song comes on, let your body move with it. Yeah, because again, here's another thing. Coming into your body in any way, shape, or form will always bring you back to the present. Why? Because your body only exists here in the present moment, right? It's our minds, it's our intellects that do things like stay in the past, which is where we get stuck on guilt. That's really where depression kicks in, or moving towards, you know, the could have beens. What if I did that? How could things have been different? When really that moment's already over. The other part that our intellect does is it goes to the future. Yeah, where it's saying, what am I going to do next? How's this going to play out? And often tries to control the future of what choice am I going to make and where's that going to lead? And do I have all my ducks in a row? As opposed to being right here in your right now, where there's actually really only one duck you need to take care of, and that's you. Okay? So the dance party, coming into your body. So if you don't like to dance, you can find another way. Really, any sort of exercise is going to help with this, and you can use it as an active meditation. And guys, if you're one of those people, and I know tons of them, where you're saying, yeah, but I really don't like exercise, you can make this a walking meditation. And it doesn't have to be about the exercise. It doesn't have to be about the exertion, right? It can be about the meditation. And as you walk, every time you put your foot down on the earth, I want you to pay attention to that connection. And when you do that, when you just bring that consciousness to how you're walking, to that connection between the bottom of your foot and the earth herself, you'll find that you fall into the rhythm of Mother Earth's heartbeat. Yeah, and you don't have to try. And this is where the Mother Earth will attune you, is how we call it. Yeah, she will adjust your ions, molecules, and atoms to be in balance. Yeah, and there's a lot of ways that this happens, but one of the most obvious is that our Earth is tremendously powerful at taking away our negativity, composting it, and using it as fertilizer for something new, for something beneficial, for something great. So as you do that walking, I just want you to pay attention to your connection to the earth, the bottoms of your feet, and where, how it feels as you put your foot down on the planet that we walk on. And it doesn't have to be long, guys. This doesn't have to be a half hour. As I was taught meditation, you really only need 9 minutes maximum. And that's 3 minutes to get into the meditation, 3 minutes to exist in the meditation, and then 3 minutes to get yourself out of the meditation. So that is 9 minutes out of your day. In the 24 hours, gosh, I should have done the math for you guys to see how many minutes that is. But in the 24 hours you are given in a day, you absolutely have 9 minutes to get grounded. And here's the thing, if you take the time to do it, you'll find that you save hours later on where you may have found yourself redoing things over again, where you may have found yourself backtracking to go find your phone you left somewhere else, where you may have found yourself that the first time you did it, it didn't take. So if you keep your connection, if you stay present, the time you take to do that is actually going to save you time. So the question then becomes, can you afford to not be grounded? And I know that this question comes from someone who is in the throes of planning her wedding, right? Any of you who have planned a wedding know that it can consume you. It can take hours and hours and hours. It can be your entire life, really, because there's so many details to bring together. And when it comes to things like this, staying grounded will really become an activity in keeping your boundaries, right? So just like you go to your day job from 9 to 5 or whatever that is for you, 12 to 5, I don't care what your hours are. That's when you're at work. And then when you go home, it's time for you to be at home. Yeah, so this applies to all of you who are really busy, who are doing this in your jobs where you're taking your work home with you, or you're staying at work longer than you need to. And I know it can feel like, oh, I just have to get this done. I just have to do this next thing, and then I'll be able to relax. But truly, guys, you will be more efficient. You will get things done faster. You will get things done right the first time if you take that time to get grounded. So if you hold those boundaries strong. So my dear listener, my dear client, who is actively planning your wedding and every moment of your day, I'd like you to set a deadline for yourself. 8 o'clock p.m., all wedding planning is done. You're not allowed to do it. It is then your job to take care of yourself. And yes, I'm saying it specifically this way because we take our jobs very seriously, right? I can't not do it. I have to go to work. I can't not do this. I have to go do my job. Guys, part of your job as human beings is to take care of yourself, right? And just like on the airlines where you take off and they tell you about putting on the mask, that you have to put yours on first in order to be able to help somebody else put theirs on. This is the same in your life. You have to create the space and time to take care of yourself first. So, create a cutoff time for yourself. You're not allowed to focus on the thing that is taking all of your energy at between certain hours of the day. And then I'm going to give you one last thing here. The Blog Talk Lady is telling me already that I have to close up the show, and I'll be back next week, next Tuesday, 7 p.m. Now, I really, truly believe we've got all of the kinks worked out technology-wise, and part of that comes down to, you know, if you ever find yourself sitting around talking to yourself, like I've been for the past few weeks with the shows not recording, it becomes a question of, are you listening to yourself too? And I'm going to give a big thank you to the person who reminded me of that. But as this last piece, something that you can do quickly and easily, anybody who knows where their Kegel muscles are, and these are the ones that stop you from urinating, like midstream, guys, those are the ones. You can go ahead and squeeze those at any point in time where you're not feeling grounded. It has a way of sucking your energy right back down into that root chakra that we talked about before, quickly and easily. Yeah, if you're feeling dizzy or a little bit faint, this is a really good thing to do. Open up your feet hip width apart and grab those Kegel muscles and just squeeze them for as long as you can and then let them go. And if you need to, go ahead and squeeze it again. And that'll quickly ground you back in your body, back in your present moment. So that's it for Practical Spirituality today. Check out www.nowagewellness.com, and I'll talk to you guys next week.